Hello, everybody. Welcome to CrossFit Lynchman. Today is Monday, November 29th, 2021. If you're absolutely brand new, thanks for trying out the Lynchman Private Track. I think you'll love it. Be sure to join our private Facebook group. The people there are incredible. I'm glad you're watching this video. Please watch them each day that, you know, I make them every day for each workout. But before you do that, if you haven't, watch the other video attached to today's training entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. Check that out. It'll give you all the backstory you need to fully understand what we have going on, what all the different options mean, and then you will optimize your experience. So watch that. It's a little long, but you only need to watch it once. I post it every Monday, then come on back here. And if you've been around for a while but you haven't watched that, watch it anyway. It's useful. Here's what we have going on, the workout of the day. Whew, 2 rounds for time. You know it's a trap when you hear that. 2 rounds for time, or not, so this is our or not workout for the week, of 100 double unders, how amazing does that sound? 24 deadlifts at 245 pounds for men, 165 for women. That's an obnoxious weight for an obnoxious rep range. And then 12 ring muscle-ups. So you get a little bit of pulling and some more grip, but in a different direction. Sounds incredible. So this is a workout where there's, even though it's 2 rounds, there's a lot of work, and it's big chunks of work. So it's kind of like a chipper, but it's, you know, but a chipper would be one time through, but this is a 2-round version. But I intentionally wanted big chunks of work because that's something you have to expose yourself to every now and then for the sake of variance. And everything makes the movement after just a little bit more challenging. So that intentional interference was placed there on purpose as well. You could almost say that today is a heavy day at a high heart rate. I mean, to get in that volume of deadlifts at that loading, you're not getting weaker today. I'll tell you that much. Okay, so here we have videos showing the double under, the deadlift, and the kipping ring muscle up. Super fitness robot time, if you're choosing to do it for time, 10 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely time could be anywhere up to and including 18 minutes. And you might bump a little bit beyond that, depending upon how you do for the double unders or the ring muscle-ups. Challenging movements today, which is why today is also the not for time option. Maybe you just want to work your double unders and work your ring muscle-ups. Just shut the clock off. Break the deads up as you need to. It's going to be a great day in the gym. The wild card option today. 2 rounds for time or not, 100 double unders or single unders, in case that's the stumbling block, no pun intended. 24 deadlifts, bumped the weight down to 185 for men, 135 for women. And then still 12 ring muscle-ups or low ring muscle-ups. So any combination in which you do that, you'll be doing the wild card option as prescribed. Video showing the single under and the low ring muscle-up. Scaled option today, 2 rounds for time or not, 100 single unders, 24 deadlifts, 135 for men, 95 pounds for women, and then 15 kipping chest to bar pull-ups, chin over bar pull-ups, or ring rows, your choice, all good to go. And videos showing those styles of pull-ups, the ring row, and how to get a pull-up in case you don't have one yet. Also don't forget, there's the BTWB pull-up program, which is fantastic. Go to the home screen on the app, tap the three little lines. I think they're in the upper left. But anyway, tap the three little lines, drop-down menu, specialty programs, good to go. Limited equipment option. 2 rounds for time or not, 100 dubs, 55 glorious dumbbell deadlifts, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, 12 low ring muscle-ups, using as little leg as possible. Now, if you have a different pair of dumbbells, you can feel free to, maybe you've got a heavier pair of dumbbells, go ahead and throw those in there, just do less reps per round. You could do the math and kind of figure out how many reps you would need to get if you had a heavier or lighter pair of dumbbells. Super fitness robot time for the limited equipment option, 15 minutes or less. More likely time could be in the neighborhood of 23 minutes. And the no equipment workout, 2 rounds for time or not, 100 jumping jacks, 25 glute bridges with just your left foot on the ground, then 25 with just your right foot on the ground, 50 push-ups. That's going to be a fun 2-rounder. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. glute ham raise or barbell glute bridges. So not both, either or. We've got videos showing those. And then barbell bent over row. This one's got three options. You're going to choose just one. Either barbell bent over rows, one arm dumbbell rows, or some linchpin low ring muscle-ups. And the low ring muscle-ups are assuming that you didn't do them during the workout, but if you did chest to bar pull-ups or regular kipping ring muscle-ups and you want to get in some extra muscle-up pulling practice with some leg assist and really build that upper body, that could be a good option as well. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the calves and foam rolling, the glute stretch, as well as the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. All of those are accompanied by videos as well. We'll end with the verbiage that we have at the end of every day, and we mean it. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. I will see you tomorrow.